out there in the lake or in the river.
Mm-hmm. And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seed on it.
Swings. Mm-hmm. Swings.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy. That's your.
Yeah. That'd be.
What would you use to move bricks in?
Wheelbars.
Do you ever hear another name for them? Like Georgia buggy? Did you ever hear that?
I don't believe I did.
And what everybody drives nowadays is called a. What you have parked out there?
Cars.
Any other name for cars?
Well, we got trucks and jeeps and everything else. I got a jeep and a car.
Where'd you get the jeep?
I got it in Rod Monroe. I can't walk in the woods like I ought to, and I do a lot of hunting, and I have to have something that I can get around in. I got me a good four-wheel drive jeep.
I guess you got through the water pretty good in that, huh?
Yeah, it's good. It comes in awful handy.
What would people burn in lamps?
Well, we used to burn coal oil all the time here for years and years. We didn't have anything but coal oil.
Do you ever see?
Till we got electricity, you know.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
Oh, yeah. I've seen. We've been off on camp hunts and things a lot of times. And you can take a piece of old cotton rope and stick it down in a quart bottle. Coal oil and fix it up and get you a good bundle of that mud clay,
mm-hmm.
fix it together and put it around the top of that away and it'll sit right there and burn all night for you.
What do you call that?
Just go along, I can tell you, just a bottle with coal oil in it and a piece of a cotton rope in there for it to make the wick, and it's just out there to burn. You got your light.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
A what?
Flambeau.
About that.
And inside the tire of the car, you used to have an inner.
Each side of the car.
Inside the tire, that have an inner.
Inner tubes.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to.
Let it swell up. If you build it out of lumber.
Okay. And when you put it in the water, you say you.
Yeah, a lot of times we build them, put them in there, and they don't leak a drop. A lot of times they leak a little here and there, but just as soon as they stay in the water a little while, they swell up a little while. They don't leak.
Mm-hmm.
Good wooden, good cypress boats. I used to have several cypress boats around, first and last.
What different kinds of boats are there, and how are they made?
Well, you take those aluminum boats that we got now. The trouble of them, when you're using the motor on them and you're getting any kind of rough part of the country, if you don't watch pretty soon and rivet it, when it rivets it together, they go leaking on you pretty bad. I got one out there now that's leaking. And a good wooden boat's better than them doggone things here. But what I've been trying to do is find me, if I ever get that much money in here, find me a good, one of those good plastic boats and build me a good plastic boat. Well, I got a little motor. I don't care whether I have a motor or not, speaking in this place here. I want a good plastic boat.
What kind
of boat? Any kind you can have. You get skiff, sharp nose, flat nose. Most of the skiffs are sharp ended, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and some of the fellows got what they call them T-rolls. They're so wide in the middle and they come right together at the front end, and all three come right back together at the back end that's red. And they're easy to paddle. You can go through the woods anywhere with them. These duck hunters use them back there in the swamp, in the woods.
Did you say a beast found me in my hand?